This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, it's Live 101.5 Morning Mess. You're home for the Taylor Swift tickets. We will be doing that this hour. Okay, a pair of tickets to these almost impossible to get tickets to see Miss Swift as she comes to the Valley of the Sun. How you doing? She got Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Also, helping you get over your fears of certain things in life. We want you to call up the show. Call up the show right now so we can help you face your fear, like our very own Anish is trying to face his fear of.
I'm afraid that you're going to steal my phone. So this is all based off of, I saw like a picture specifically on Joey's Instagram of his family, and they were out and they were all posed together. And I was like, oh my gosh, who took your picture? And you said a stranger took it. And I was like, What? You just give your phone to a stranger? I always have this very apparently irrational fear that that stranger is going to grab my phone rather than take a picture. He or she is going to book it and steal my phone. I'll never see it again.
Now, why do you have this fear? Have you seen this actually happen to somebody, or this happened to you before?
I think my generation watched a little bit too much of Law and Order.
Is that what it is?
And so maybe I just assume the worst in people that I don't know.
All right, what are you facing your fear of? Well, let us the Morning Mess help you get over your fear of something, okay? One more time,
833-730-6377.
We got Joseph in Phoenix on the line. Joseph, what's your fear?
All right, one fear that I have to get over and kind of quick is holding babies.
Why do you need to get over that quick?
And why are you afraid of babies?
Okay, two questions here. One, my wife is 7 months pregnant.
I think you want to get over that fear real quick, bro. What?
And two, because they're just so small and squirmy and squishy. What if I drop it?
Right.
It.
First of all, it's your son or daughter. But Anish, you had this fear as well.
For a long time, and I'm going to actually think your daughter Gia was the one that helped me get over that.
Yes.
Because I was just hanging out with your wife Amber, And she just casually was just like, here, hold Gia for a second. And I, oh my God. I'm just to be real, Joseph, the very first time that you hold a baby with that fear, you will feel the panic. But the good thing is that you know you can't do anything about it because you can't drop the baby.
Yeah.
It needs to be strapped in or it might
be. Wait. But I am going to offer just a little piece of advice. If you're nervous, make sure they're bundled up real tight in a swaddle first. That makes it way easier because then they're just like a little baby burrito.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes it a little less scary.
Yeah.
You don't have nieces, nephews, baby cousins?
Oh, absolutely. I just don't touch them.
You know? You just don't touch them. Wait, you didn't think this out. Your wife is 7 months pregnant. What took you so long? You had time to prep.
How do you politely ask to hold a stranger's baby? You know,
it's not a stranger. That's your.
I want to help you. I'm a father. So, are you just waiting till literally the baby comes out and you're gonna hold it for the first time at the hospital?
Yeah, we're gonna learn on the job.
Learn on the job. Okay.
You learn by doing. Sometimes I hear you, but you keep mentioning it. But your wife is 7 months pregnant. Are you guys waiting to find out the gender?
Yeah, we're waiting until it's born.
Okay.
Oh, it's born.
It's born.
Until they're born. They are a person.
Oh, my God. I'm having anxiety for you.
Yeah, Joe, you got 20 kids. Let me know.
I got you. No, once I held my baby for the first time, I didn't want to let him go. I just held him until the nurse came. Like, okay, mommy wants a turn. It's a different vibe. You're going to be fine, bro. I will say, the first time you hold your baby, just be sitting down.
Absolutely.
Okay? Just be sitting down. Don't try to do it standing up. Try to be a tough guy.
Yeah, we're going to be strapped in. I'm going to be strapped in.
Everyone's strapped in. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for sharing that story.
All right, bye, guys.
Hi, Joseph.
Congratulations.
He's so nervous. 833-730-6377. Keep these calls coming. You got to get over your fear of blank. Anish asking someone to take a picture of him with his fears they're going to steal his phone. And shout out again to Joseph. He's going to conquer his fear in 2 months. No. I don't know which one's scarier.
I think one of us needs to get over it quick, though.
More of your calls up next. It's live. Okay, it's Live 101.5 Morning Mess asking you how. Well, you're calling us what you're trying to get over a fear of. We do have someone on hold, guys, that said he's kind of fear of marriage.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we go straight to this guy?
I guess.
Yes. Colin, good morning. You're trying to get over your fear of?
Honestly, I need to get over my fear of proposing to my girlfriend.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you scared of?
She'll say no.
Well, yeah, the rejection aspect of it. It's a lot, you know, surrounding it. Like, we've been dating for about 3 years, and it's getting to a point where, you know, she's hounding me. Like, And she's not the only one. Like, everybody makes jokes about it. I've become a bit of a joke in my circle of friends. And
oh, no. Well, do you want to propose? Yeah. That's the first question.
Okay. Well, just to be honest, right? She's really strong. She's a very strong woman. And. Mm-hmm. And I'm also, like, scared of her. You know, she's threatening to leave me. Yeah, like, it's an ultimatum thing, right? So she's threatening to leave me if I, you know, don't propose to her by the end of the year, you know? Oh, so,
okay. Damn. But like, to Carla's point, though, like, do you want to? Because even if she gives you the ultimatum, like, you really have to be all in. It's a marriage. That's a real commitment.
I do. I really do.
Okay.
I'm scared for him. My fear is... My fear is that he does propose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I know, like, I'm trying to get over my fears. Well, my fear seems really stupid compared to yours now.
Well, no, I mean, the reason why I'm calling you guys, man, because she loves the show. She loves the show. So I think you guys would be, like, perfect to help me out with this. And, you know, it'll really give
me a good backing. Like, perfect to help out with this, like, you want to propose to her on the show?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Oh, really?
I love this already.
Wait.
Ratings, ratings, yes.
Oh, when we said we were afraid for you, we lied. We think you absolutely need to propose right now.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Her name is Wendy.
Wendy.
If she loves our show, isn't she listening, though?
She's off from work right now.
Okay. So she's not listening. You're sure she's not listening?
No. She listens on the way up there and when she gets there. So, no, she's okay. Off.
Well, if she loved us, she'd listen every now and then. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
So where is she at right now?
Right now, she's home.
Okay. So, well, can we play like a song or two or what have you? And then we'll call her up and then you just pop the big question?
Let's do it.
Okay. Now, you're sure? Listen, man. It's the holidays. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't want to down her. Today, not today. Is she? You positive she's gonna say yes, man?
Listen. The way she's been getting on me and riding me about this, she's gonna have to say yes. Yeah, she's
lucky.
Gonna.
She's been riding you. That's tight.
Oh my God.
She's gonna want to say yes. You mean?
See what happens when you risk it to get the biscuit? You get proposed to, baby.
Oh, hell, hey, Lord.
Biscuit tweets with carrots.
Okay.
How big is that engagement ring?
It's big. I think it's big enough for my pockets. Come on, guys. Like,
my man Colin. Okay. Right. Well, looks like we're going to be Colin, your new fiance, hopefully. Oh. You like that one? No. I just made that one up. Okay, Colin.
Top tier right there.
All right, we're going to call his girlfriend, Wendy. I don't know if she's sleeping. We're going to wake her up, and you're going to pop the big question. Everyone listening to the show is going to be the witness, and we hope and pray she says yes.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Get a tissue ready. You know?
I'm honored.
That's the morning mess. Don't move, y'all. Okay, it's the morning mess. We're quite excited to be part of this. Listen, we were asking the question, you need to get over my fear of blank, because Anisha's fear of you asking somebody to take a picture of
you. Yeah, but honestly, who cares about mine? Because no one has to call it on the line. And Colin, are you still there?
I am still here.
Yeah, so Colin, you had a fear of asking your girlfriend to take your hand in marriage.
Yes, I still have that fear. I'm shaking as we speak.
It hasn't changed in the last one or two songs.
No.
I mean, she gave you the ultimatum. She wanted you to do this before the end of the year. You let us know she's a big fan of the show. She's not working today, so she's just at home. She's not listening to the show. You're sure of it, right?
I'm sure.
Colin, it's time to call your girlfriend, Wendy. Do you want us to talk to her first and then introduce you?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, let's call Wendy. You guys ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello? Hello.
Hi, Wendy. Good morning.
Hey.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Okay.
Hey, Wendy. It's the Morning Mess.
I know who this is. Oh, my God. Taylor Swift tickets.
What was that?
The Taylor Swift tickets. You guys are giving away tickets. Right?
Yes. No.
We do have Taylor Swift tickets.
We have Taylor Swift tickets. Just that's not what we're calling.
Okay.
Okay, we had a special guest on our show today, and we thought you'd love to say hi to him.
Okay.
Special guest, you there?
Hi, baby.
That voice sound familiar?
What is this?
All right, so I really, really believe this is really, really good. But I want to let you know that I am madly in love with you, okay?
Aww.
And that man that you dreamed about, I want to be that man. I want to be by your side for the rest of your life. And I want to know if you would marry me.
I don't ask for my hand in marriage, and you're not even here. I don't want you to be here.
I knew that you love this show, and I thought it would be a little bit more special than the traditional down on one knee and looking at you. I can do that when I come there and get to you, but I wanted to do it this way so that the world knows how much I love you.
Oh, baby, that's so sweet.
Is that a yes?
Yes!
Yes!
I love you. Thank you.
You better love me.
So it's official. You are off the market.
Yep, listen, yes. Ladies and maybe some gentlemen out there, I'm off the market, guys. Don't try to call me. It's over. Everything's done.
Yeah, everything's good.
And also your fiancé is off the market.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I love you.
Well, congratulations, y'all. That's special, and we appreciate you having us be part of it.
Thank you, guys. I really, really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm still sweating, guys. I'm
sweating. You better be on your way to her house right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. Most definitely.
Down on one knee. And then, Colin, you get down on one knee.
Hello! There it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.